Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Unveiled by Grace. This is your man of God, your brother, David. How are you guys doing today? We're back with another episode. I wanted to be vulnerable. I want to be vulnerable with you guys. So this podcast is going to be very personal. Because I also on here, I want to let you guys in a bit, you know, and walk you through just my process when, you know, and how I lean on Jesus, how I completely have to rely on him and walk with him in life. Recently, a lot of you don't know, because I didn't share it on social media, just my family and close friends know. My father recently passed 2 weeks ago. Well, his funeral was just last Saturday, so a week ago. And it's been the least I could say. It's been difficult, because something I usually shut people out when I deal with things that require or that are just extremely, extremely difficult to, I guess, process, you know. Like, yes, in those times, it's wonderful to be around family and things of that nature, which I totally understand. And a lot of family members reached out and things of that nature. But I literally, like, kind of just shut my phone off. And I know that is crazy. My wife didn't understand it. And some of my family members don't understand it. Before I get into the word, I just want to say that losing a father or losing a parent is one of the hardest experiences. It's one of the toughest things to really wait. And me and my father, you know, our relationship wasn't the best. It really wasn't. He was in and out of my life a lot. I didn't grow up with him until I was about 16, 17. He came back around. And then we just kind of throughout my adult life, we would speak every so often. Not as often. It would be long spurts of time. And it was difficult, but what I can say about my dad is he was one of the people that helped me in my walk with Christ. You know, every time we talked, you know, of course he'd check on the kids, and it's a lot of things he didn't say, because, you know, for so long, I believe my pops felt guilty. I know he was keeping himself bound with lack of forgiveness. Uh, And I forgave him. I forgave him a long time ago. But we just still always had certain things that just kept our relationship from growing. I mean, we both were, you know, were the same, you know, in that way. Stubbornness, prideful, you know, we were a lot of things. We were a lot of great things as well. My pops was a great storyteller. He was a very, very caring. He was easy to talk to. One of the things I definitely kind of not regret, but wish that was an effort made more on both our ends, but on my end, is that we got to have those one-on-ones, just me and him, you know, doing something together, you know. We didn't get a lot of those. But I was blessed enough to speak with my dad a lot, and our relationship was better because it was at some point we just didn't talk. But one of the beautiful things, which people can look at it how they want, but one of the best things that, you know, his last months, literally his last 30 days was like wild. I learned so much about him in 30 days that was, you know, it was comforting. It was healing for me. It was understanding a lot of who I was, especially in moments when I didn't know. We all grieve and mourn differently. I definitely want my family to know that my phone will be back operating soon. You know, I couldn't explain it, you know. I guess there were some things that, you know, I wish I would have got to experience with him, at least in his last days, you know. Didn't know he was really that sick until, you know, like I said, the last 30 days. And even in those 30 days, it was kind of a lot of hope and things that kept us, you know. But I think he knew how fatal it was, because there was a lot of, at least for me, there was a lot of sorry guys, I had something on. I had dinner on, and anyways, so In that last 30 days, you know, we got to reach levels of greater understanding with each other. And before my dad left, he knew I loved him, and I knew he loved me. And but it was strange because it was moments where he would say things that I didn't register until later, that he was like at heaven's door. You know, just certain conversations, you know, he would say certain people was calling him when he was ready to get off the phone, but the people he mentioned weren't alive anymore. And it didn't even register to me until like a couple of days ago, maybe a week ago, whatever, you know. So I want to encourage some of you as well who may hear this at whatever time you may hear it, today, next week, a month, a year later, whenever, that Jesus himself spoke in Matthew 5:4, and he said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." And this is not just a kind phrase. No. It's a promise. See, if you're listening right now and you're walking through grief, I want you to hold on to this truth, that your mourning is not overlooked by God. He promises comfort. In Isaiah 61:2-3, the word says, "To comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair." Hallelujah. See, this shows us that mourning is not the end of the story. God has beauty, joy, and praise prepared for those who lean on him. And let me tell you, one of my brothers reached out to me, and we reached out, and he was definitely trying to comfort me. I want to shout out my brother, Prophet Nicholas Strong. Thank you, brother. I knew what you were doing just out of being a good brother, a big brother, and just checking on me. And I appreciate it. But he was like, "Hey, bro, I'm just checking on you." 'Cause initially when he called me, he knew something was up. You know, I just haven't been responding. I haven't been on any of the prayer meetings and just different things, right? So he was just reaching out, checking on me, and I told him, and then he was just like, "Whoa, hey, bro." And he began to share how he lost his parents, and I think he said his grandmother or a relative close to him was had passed from cancer as well. So it was, you know, he was definitely sharing his experience and wanted to know and let me know that he was there for me. And because I tell you, and one of the things he said to me, he said, "Bro, I just want to make sure you leaning on the Lord right now." And at the time, you know, we hear these things and we know, but at the same time, it's like, hey, I ain't there yet. Like I'm processing. I'm mourning, you know. And this scripture, I saw this the other day, and it helped me. Isaiah 61:2-3. "Those who grieve in Zion, comfort comes, and bestow on us a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it was one of those moments where you're like, hold on, this can't be real. And you go through your process. You reflect, you think about that person, you know. And this is just mourning, and I'm speaking about mourning the death of a father. Like, if you weren't close with your dad, but you knew him, and you got to speak with him, when they're gone, it's, you feel it deeply within yourself, and there's a weight that happens. But I tell you, there's a weight that is lifted as well, but it comes with a little bit of time, just a little bit. And what I mean, you're gonna always, because it's so new, it's still going to be there. But like that weight that I felt initially when I got the call, it got a bit lighter. When I began, though, I began to get in the word and just pray. I didn't go to the things I used to. And I didn't go to the drinking. I didn't go to it. I didn't even think about it, to be honest. But like literally until now. But that's because of the work the Lord has done in me. And one day we have the ultimate hope. Revelation 21:4 declares, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Our hope is eternal. Death does not have the final say. So I want to encourage you, if you're grieving right now, I want to remind you that God is close. Psalm 34:18 tells us, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Lean on Jesus. Talk to him in your tears. Bring your broken heart before him. He is not distant. He is near. And this is the process I've been going through this week. That's why I had to shut off my phone, because I knew that. And don't get me wrong, I mean, my family and brothers and sisters, they have others to lean on. And I know I'm going to get the phone back on shortly. Monday. It's Saturday. So I had to just take a week. I just had to really get before the Lord and just cry, repent, and just allow him to be my peace, to be my strength, because I couldn't do it for nobody right at this moment. And I didn't want to hear the questions, because I couldn't find myself to go to the funeral. And I'm being honest, you know, I didn't even want to speak about it, but I couldn't. And that was one of the things that that was one of the things that I had to really like shake, because I didn't go, you know. But I remember the last thing my dad said to me, and this took everything away, the guilt that I was feeling about it. He said, son, I want you to know that I love you, and that you're doing a great job, and continue to do it. And I don't know. He used to always say that to me when we would speak or when we get off the phone, but it had a, it was It was different. I can't explain it. The weight of it, the responsibility that I know, he know I has, not just for my family, but what God has called me to do, but also just the I could hear in his voice that he was at peace and he was ready to go where the Lord was taking him. And he was proud, and he got to hear all his kids' voice. He got to get all of us in the same room on the phone. All of us. We all got to speak with him, and he got to see the kids. He got to feel loved. But I'll say this, guys, don't wait until those people are on their deathbed to make them feel that way. And that's for me too. You know, it's some relationships that you must make right. So that was such a lesson. But give me just a moment, guys. Hold on. Thank you guys for waiting. But yeah. Lean on Jesus. See, when grief threatens to consume you, remember that your Father in heaven is holding you up. And just as I am walking through this season, you can too. So guys, I'm going to end with prayer, and then I'm going to let you go. Father, we thank you. We thank you for being the God of all comfort. Lord, I lift up every listener who is grieving, brokenhearted, or feeling the sting of loss. I ask that you wrap your loving arms around them. Remind them that you are near, that you are their refuge and strength, and that in you they will find peace. Thank you. Thank you for the promise that you will wipe away every tear, and that mourning will one day be no more. We lean on you today. Jesus, in your mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys for joining today. This is Unveiled by Grace Podcast. And if you're mourning or walking through loss, remember, you are not alone. And you are not without hope. Jesus is with you, and his comfort is real. Hold on to him. Lean into his promises, and let his presence carry you through. Until next time, stay anchored in his grace. This is your brother, your man of God, David. Shalom.